Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in Everett, featuring a glass pumpkin patch and the chance to make your own glass pumpkin during Shacktoberfest, September 15th through the 25th, at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
I am very excited about this afternoon. What a way to start the week. Formerly a frequent visitor from Vancouver, BC, pianist Tony Foster moved to Seattle recently and now counts himself among the top pianists in our midst. His musical history includes collaborations with Ernestine Anderson, Scott Hamilton, Red Holloway, and recently with the Juno-nominated Dan Brubeck Quartet. His new release is Project Paradiso, the music of Ennio Morricone and Henry Mancini. Please help me welcome, with Nate Parker on bass and Joe Poole drumming, Tony Foster Trio, Project Paradiso. So
thank you.
Project Paradiso, Tony Foster's trio with Nate Parker and Joe Poole at the bass and drums. Great to have you here, Tony.
Thanks for having us.
Wonderful new album, the music of Ennio Morricone and Henry Mancini. I want to talk first about your recent relocation to Seattle. You, as I said, you've been kind of on and off the Seattle scene for a long time. What actually finally made you make the big move?
My wife.
Ah, that'll do it.
Yeah, she's Taiwanese Canadian, and I met her, and you know, she wanted to work in Seattle, and we thought, you know, this is the best place to live, and it's way cheaper than Vancouver. So,
well, we'll count ourselves very lucky. It's a great deal for us. And I wonder, Joe Poole, I understand why you've brought this stocking-footed drummer down. He's fantastic. But I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the difficulties, or maybe for musicians it's easier going across the border on and off?
Yeah.
Has it gotten easier, more difficult?
It's gotten easier for Americans going to Canada, actually. Mm. A lot easier. Previously, you know, there was quite a crazy visa process that you had to go through, and now it's a lot simpler, and we're just hoping that there's going to be some reciprocity going the other way. That will be taken care of soon.
Tony Foster's trio, the Project Paradiso, live at our studios today. Let's talk about movie music. Okay. There's been a little mini boom in the world of soundtracks and film music recently, and your trio, Paradiso, has been actually active for a few years now, and I wonder what you find compelling about movie music.
I've always just been a big fan of really strong melodies, and for me, like, you know, without those classic themes that were created by Henry Mancini and stuff, they really help make the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big fan of melodic players, Stan Getz, Antonio Carlos Jobim, people like that. And I think many people are, you know, it's something that sticks in your head that stays with you, that makes it memorable. And that's what I love about those movie themes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of wonderful film composers. I could go on and on. And in fact, Morricone and Mancini have done a lot of film music. And I wonder how you went about picking the tunes for your project.
I wanted to kind of mix, you know, some of the really well-known classic themes that everyone knows and loves. And still do kind of my take on them. So take those ones and inject them into things. But I also wanted to find songs like the last one that maybe not a lot of people have ever heard of, and take it and do something different with it, you know. And because I think the melodies of some of these tunes that people aren't familiar with are really great. Mm-hmm. So I think there's, you know, this is only act one of our movie music venture. So there's going to be more.
Excellent. Now, I think everybody in the Pacific Northwest knows that Vancouver is a real key area for movie making and TV making. And I wonder if you've had a chance to work in film and television writing music.
I've done a little bit up in Vancouver, just like kind of being an extra and stuff. But actually, Joe has been in a movie.
Oh, really?
Which movie was that?
Smoke and Aces 2.
Smoke and Aces 2.
Because he wanted to blow my drums up.
Oh, no.
Can't, what?
Yeah, so I don't know if Nate, have you been in any movies at all?
No.
Coming soon to a theater near you, the Nate Parker story.
Yeah.
Tony Foster and his Project Paradiso are live in the studios. What would you like to play for us next?
We're going
to
play, this is a song, another song by the great Ennio Morricone, and this comes from the movie called Cinema Paradiso. Mm. And this is actually written by Ennio's son, I think co-wrote the song with him, Andrea, and this is the love theme from Cinema Paradiso.
Beautiful. Tony Foster Trio live on KPLU. Thank you. I want to get a little bit to know Tony Foster a little bit more and learn about your history as a musician.
Sure.
When did you first start getting into jazz as a kid?
Probably, you know, grade 11, high school or something like that. Or it might have been a little before that, but I primarily played trumpet. That was my main instrument, and I wanted to play like Clifford Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I was my favorite guy, and I always had this thing where I played off my embouchure. I played off to the side, and I always thought, you know, I can't hit the high notes if I'm doing that. You know, somebody help me, you know, get change this. So I tried changing it, and it was just really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing about the piano is you can kind of sit at it for hours and hours. You don't have to worry about, you know, pressing a piece of metal into your face.
Right.
but trumpet was the main instrument until kind of university. I went to University of British Columbia for business.
Mm-hmm.
But I played the piano in the stage band up there. And that kind of got me going on the piano.
And I understand you got a degree in commerce
right.
up at UBC.
Right.
Was there ever a thought of a different career? Was jazz just a sideline for you?
Yeah, I mean, the career I really wanted to do was I wanted to play Major League Baseball.
Oh,
that was what I really wanted to do. You know, I I even did a White Sox tryout up in Vancouver at one point, and I wanted to play college baseball. You know, mm-hmm. in Oregon or something, but it, you know, just didn't happen. And it would have been a good investment if you make it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be making like 20 or 30 million a year. So
right, right.
That's not bad.
Right. 4 years of that and you're retired and playing piano.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, your debut record, In Between Moods, was released in 2009.
Right.
But you've done a lot of collaborations with groups from Dan Brubeck's quartet to Red Holloway and Scott Hamilton.
Yep.
All the great singers, Sheila Jordan and Dee Daniels and Ernestine. And I wonder if you could talk about what you learned as a sideman that you bring to your role as a band leader.
Yeah, as a sideman, I mean, it's just trying to convey music to the audience that people are going to find memorable, you know. But, I mean, working with Ernestine Anderson was really amazing for me because she was such a melodic singer to me. When she sang the simplest melody, mm-hmm. it was just so powerful. And that's tough to find.
Yeah, it is.
With singers. But that was really inspiring, you know. And I'm just, you know, grateful I had the chance to work with her. And she was, you know, the best.
What would you like to finish off the set for us?
We're gonna play a tune that most people will recognize. I'm gonna give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's from a movie that starred Peter Sellers.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.